Good morning. KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
It is breaking news. A man is dead after the highway patrol says he was driving the wrong way on I-15 and hit into a military bus.
Let's go right to the scene and KSL News Radio's Adam Small. Adam?
Amanda, this is some kind of mess here this morning. We're being told that a wrong way driver crashed right into this military bus on southbound I-15. Just past the 6th North ramp. We do know, again, that driver is the wrong-way truck is dead and that there were about 22 military personnel on this bus. We don't believe there any were seriously hurt at this time, but there's debris strewn all over the freeway traffic. A couple of cars got through that were stuck in this, but right now traffic's still being diverted on the 6th North. I've actually been trying to flip around onto the 6th North ramp like troopers told me to on scene. And for the past 30 minutes, I've been fighting through surface street traffic. Beck Street completely backed up. All the surface streets on the north parts of Salt Lake City are just a complete tangled mess. So if you are in this area, just follow traffic center updates to make sure you're getting around this because it's going to be a long morning for a lot of people. We'll keep you updated here on scene. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Utah Highway Patrol Sergeant Cameron Roden spoke to us just moments ago saying that the road could be closed for a long time.
This is going to estimate it to take a little bit longer. We estimate at least a two-hour closure. So we encourage people to make sure that they plan their travel because southbound I-15 is going to be affected for quite some time.
He also says they don't know how the driver ended up going the wrong way, but we've seen several major crashes from wrong-way drivers this year.
And this will be our 5th one so far this year, so we're quite ahead now as compared to previous years. But all of the 4 that we had prior to the one today were investigated for impaired driving, and all 6 last year were investigated for impaired driving.
Heather Kelly is live at the KSL Traffic Center to keep us updated on the big delays caused by the crash. Heather?
Well, as you heard from Adam, the city streets are overly congested the closer to Salt Lake you get from Davis County. But along with that, you're going to see barely going 40 miles an hour on Legacy Parkway from Farmington all the way to the I-215 West Belt. And on I-215, you're about 40 miles an hour down to I-80 West before people can get back into the downtown Salt Lake area. So just be aware you're going to have to add at least 30 to 45 extra minutes on your commute out of Davis County this morning, and don't take I-15. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
And of course, if we have to, we'll go back for additional information at any time. In other local news, it is game day for BYU men's basketball. The Cougars are back in the NCAA tournament for the first time in 3 years, looking to win their first tournament game since 2012. Head coach Mark Pope believes they are ready for the challenge.
We really don't believe in reinventing the wheel, rolling the tournament, because this is what we've been preparing for all season long. I think our guys are loose. I think they're full of energy.
Cougs got a pretty good draw, too. The Cougs are going to be taking on the A-10 tournament champion Duquesne Dukes in Omaha. Tip-off is at 10:40, and our pregame starts right after 9 o'clock here on KSL News Radio.
NBA star LeBron James will be watching the BYU game this morning, but he's cheering for the Duquesne Dukes. King James sent a gift to the Dukes earlier this week. The entire team got pairs of his Nike shoe line. So why is LeBron a Dukes fan? Duquesne's head coach, Keith Dambrot, used to coach LeBron in high school. Dambrot says he's retiring as soon as the tournament is done.
The big dance, of course, happening here in Salt Lake City as well, right across the street from us. KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson has more.
Both Thursday and Saturday, the Delta Center will host a total of 6 games in the NCAA tournament. 8 teams from the brackets West and Midwest regions will play.
Those games kick off here in downtown with Arizona facing Long Beach State. Other high-profile teams playing at the Delta Center include Kansas and Gonzaga.
Make sure you don't get scammed if you try and grab some last-minute tickets to the tournament games being played here in Salt Lake.
One of the safest things you can do to protect your wallet is to buy your tickets directly from the Delta Center or other venue where the game is being held.
You can also look at a website called the National Association of Ticket Brokers, where you can check to see if someone's a member, and they offer a 200% guarantee purchase on your tickets, so you know you're safe to buy from them.
Melanie Fox with the BBB says it's also important to make your purchase using something that offers protection, like a credit card. If the tickets are a fraud, getting your money back can be difficult if you used an app like Zelle or Venmo. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
8:05, let's head back to the traffic center for your first look traffic. Heather?
And we are having a problem coming out of Davis County. Southbound I-15 shut down in Salt Lake City, so a lot of people are taking Legacy Parkway and the West Side Belt as alternates. That is making them overly congested. Your next best alternate is US 89, but the closer you get into Salt Lake City, the more congestion you're going to see there, plus you have traffic lights. So you're going to have to add at least 45 minutes to your drive and just be patient. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL's top national stories now. The House of Representatives is expected to hold another vote on impeaching President Biden this week. The vote is expected to fail.
At this point, the name of the game is off-ramps. What can they do short of impeachment, because they have promised these huge revelations? So if they don't have that, do they refer something to the Department of Justice? Do they try to pass a bill that would limit some of the activities that they say they believe Hunter Biden engaged in? Because it is pretty clear now they are never going to vote to impeach Joe Biden.
Republicans spent hours yesterday interviewing witnesses in a public hearing looking for connections between Hunter Biden's business deals and President Biden.
State leaders are making their case for Utah's positive economic direction as Utah voters say their top election issue is the cost of living. Here's KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston.
Governor Spencer Cox says his plan for 35,000 starter homes is going to move the needle on housing in the state. But the Deseret News reports Utah's chief housing innovation advisor, Steve Waldrip, says the state's housing market is in an existential crisis. Cox and Waldrip took the stage at a Utah Foundation event addressing the results of a recent survey on voters' top issues going to the governor's election. The main two were cost of living and whether lawmakers actually care about constituents' concerns. The Deseret News reports that education and water conservation didn't make the top five issues, but earning enough money to pay for non-housing needs and government overreach did. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
The number of women-owned businesses in Salt Lake jumped up 26% over the past year. That's higher than the national average. Maria Millett is the COO of a local company called Pact and says she decided to make a career change after spending more time at home during the pandemic.
The flexibility of owning your own business, you know, sometimes I am working on a Sunday night before bed, but that means that I'm at Utah Tumbling with my kids today at 2:30.
Millett says there is room for new businesses to grow here.